Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:03 in the a.m. We are effing Jeff Nelson right now. As soon as we get him, we'll get him in. Baltimore Orioles tonight. Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Trying to get the series win. The rubber match. The second straight rubber match that the Baltimore Orioles have faced. They lost the one to the Yankees on Sunday. And tonight they'll have to go up against Jacob DeGrom, who has a 2.2 4 ERA, 7-2 on a year. What a bounce back year for him, huh?
Yeah,
after the injury, yeah. Heck of a bounce back year.
And he's,
for him.
You know, for me, he's one of those guys that is to me must watch. Like if he's in town, I want to see him. He's one of those pitchers. Like it's any player, you want to see Shohei when he comes to town,
right.
Or it's, you know, Aaron Judge. I want to see DeGrom.
And it's weird too. Like when you see, so there are guys that throw hard, right? We've seen, we know guys that can hit triple digits and all the time. And you see the guys that have, like Dylan Cease has a nasty slider, and everybody talks about Clayton Kershaw's curveball. Mm-hmm. When you talk about DeGrom, it's his fastball and his location. The movement he gets in location is what made him special. Like it just. Incredible to watch him. And again, I know it's on the other team, but for me, it's appointment setting to watch those guys
I'm
play.
Still, obviously, he was a Met, so I'm still, you know, angry he's not a Met anymore, but really fond of him because he was just, he still can throw at 102. He has taken his foot off the gas where he's throwing 99 now routinely because he doesn't want to overdo it.
Well, something for you guys, Rob, like last week we were talking about it, they had the doubleheader and they didn't put Skubal against Skeens. They separate him and put him in other games. But today you get to watch Jacob Mizorowski and Paul Skeens go at it, two of the hardest throwers in all of baseball. Mm-hmm. And the kid for the Reds last night, Burns, that started.
Oh, he struck out his first six batters. Yeah.
Well, he was spoken about when he came up.
Yeah.
About, you know, how crazy it was.
He just got drafted last year.
He's ridiculous, man.
Well, kind of like Skeens. Mm-hmm. Getting back to the Orioles, Brandon Young on the mound. How much do you think these decisions impact the Sagano's trade value? He can only go six once, you know, six right. rotation now. And that's why Young is pitching it.
I brought this up at the beginning of the year. Like, if you sign a guy in the offseason that's used to pitching in a six-man rotation, and now you ask him to pitch in five, you all of a sudden you're going to have to go and look at it in the middle of the year and say, because I kept saying, is he going to be in the bullpen by the end of the year?
Right.
Instead, they're doing this now, which would
messes
be helpful.
Up everybody else, though.
Yeah, it would be helpful if you had six pitchers.
But if I'm used to going on five-man rotation and now you're pushing me back an extra day, people, an extra day doesn't help everybody.
Some people like creatures to be on
of
that
habit. Yeah, it creatures of habit. Every extra day, if I'm Zach Eflin, why am I going once every 6 days? Also, why do you want to minimize the amount of starts you get from your better pitchers? That's what I don't like about it.
Mm-hmm. As we look at the way it sets up too, I agree with what I think you're alluding to, is that it's got to hurt his trade value.
It does.
You know, and again, unless somebody's trading to put him in the bullpen because he's an older pitcher that hasn't done this before. Doesn't mean he can't do it and he won't be fine the rest of the year. It's just, we're not accustomed to seeing that. And you know, these guys are handled with kid gloves anyway.
They are. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And do you think we in America will ever get to a six-man rotation as they look for reasons or ways, I should say, to get over some of these arm injuries? You think we'll ever get to that point?
I don't think so. I think these arm injuries are from, you know, youth baseball. I don't think it's just now. I think it's from years and years. Pitching is an unnatural motion. If you start to, what I don't understand is when we were kids, I assume we all played Little League baseball. right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you played for a long time.
I still play. I'm killing it, man.
See,
those kids can't touch
me. So we all played. What were you always told? No breaking pitches. You weren't even allowed. You were not allowed to throw breaking pitches in youth baseball. And, like, now that's out the window. Kids are doing it. They're putting a lot of spin on it. It's like, and then they're playing year-round, so they're not playing other sports. You know, at least you used to play, you know, you break it up. You play basketball. You play football. Like, not now.
Well, that's why when they talk about the kids that play year-round, and we talk about all these injuries, and you see it because you're constantly using the same muscles over and over.
Yeah.
I wonder sometimes if we're just doing stuff and everybody's like, what are they doing? What are they talking about? Why do they keep saying
that?
Yeah,
that would be that? Me.
Yeah. I was telling him.
Starts here. What are they doing?
When I went to Ireland, one of my friends said over and over, and I said over and over and over again. And they were like, and I kept saying it. Why do you keep saying it? I said, you guys haven't heard that famous commercial? I hear it all the time. And then I came back to work, and my first day back at work, it was freaking Ed Norris. It was one of our commercials.
It
was a clip of him going over and over and over again. Yeah. So I've been using that ever since.
Yeah.
Over and over and over.
That's
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What am I missing?
What? Say it.
All right. I was in Dick's Sporting Goods yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking around for something I didn't find. So I see a shirt I liked. It was Under Armour shirt. And I turned, I want to see how much it costs. So I turned the tag. Want to take a guess how much it was?
What kind of shirt was it? Golf shirt?
Yeah, that material with a long sleeve crab on it. It was Maryland flag. It was a very Maryland centric shirt.
$89.
No.
I was going to say 45.
50.
50? Ah, 50.
So I see that.
The golf shirts yesterday that I looked at were like $60.
That wasn't the reason.
It's the 50.
No, the 50.
What happened was I flip it. It was actually a baseball shirt. It had the red sleeves, white body. That was a baseball shirt kind of thing. But I turned the tag, and out loud, I go, 50.
50.
You've ruined me now with this.
Let's go to Severin and get Phil. What's up, Phil?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
All right, how you doing?
Good, good, good. I think what they're going to need to do is they will need to go to a six-man rotation at some point. They need to give teams the ability to manage their pitches a little more. I'm even considering maybe they go to like a split like roster, like have position player roster and like a pitcher player roster. That way they can manage and expand the amount of pitchers they have, because these guys are just, they're crushing their arms and they need to do something about it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of injuries. And
I don't know if extra rest solves the pitching issue.
I don't think it does. You're spinning the ball.
Yeah. I mean, these guys, what you guys don't understand is the day after they start, they're throwing again. They throw more than you think.
Yeah.
So that extra day off is not what you think.
Yeah, and the other thing, I kind of felt like he was talking about the bullpen getting extra time off, like for starters.
Well, he started off by saying six-man rotation.
Though. But yeah, if you're doing that and trying to split things up, I think if Rob's right, and I mean, being around the clubhouse, I'm sure you've seen it, like they're creatures of habit. They do the same thing.
Exactly.
Leading up to, I mean, there's certain guys that eat the same food every day.
Mm-hmm.
Wear the same underwear every day.
I don't know about all that, but it's...
Some of them don't even wear underwear when they play.
Let's go daily line at 9:30, but on the other side.
Yeah, Jim Palmer got the nickname Cakes.
After reading how the Ravens and Lamar Jackson came to a deal, are you worried about how negotiations on an extension might go? You're an ass. You are an ass. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, so Pro Football Talk revealed that there were some hiccups in negotiation with the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, largely because of a microphone on the phone. He couldn't communicate with them.
Sound like Alicia Keys song. My cell phone broke up. Hello? Also, they think there's some collusion that went on, and we all believe that. We all believe that. Now, having said all of that, if Lamar's feeling this way and this thing gets bigger, because I think with Mike Florio being involved in it, it's going to have some legs. Ed, do you think this could kind of hinder mess up the negotiations with Lamar and the Ravens for an extension?
No, absolutely not. Look, first of all, he's not even going through an agent. He went, you know, his mother was representing him. He's a two-time MVP. Do we really think Lamar is, you know, they're going to do anything to jeopardize him not being here? Could you imagine? No. No. I mean, he may be at this point. Well, he is, but no, by definition, he is the best player in the league several times, including last year when he didn't get it. I mean, he's the best football player in the NFL. Or we happen to have him. He ain't going anywhere. I don't think he'll jeopardize anything.
All those things are true. But even in the article, they said they were worried in the 11th hour that he wasn't coming. It was a random text that he sent Lamar the day of the draft.
There were other things involved in him that were problematic. That they caused some issues, you know, that caused issues.
Well, I mean, we talked about, too, and people have mentioned the fact that his mom was representing him. I know leading up to
that's the problem.
I think everything went right
for
him.
She still is representing him.
I know. Yeah.
But people make it seem like we're angry at him for the way he's going about it.
Not at all. It's not it.
We've all been through contract signings, and like you want somebody there that's reading all that stuff, that understands everything, that there's no poison pills in there. I mean, that's why those guys get paid the percentage they do, so you don't get screwed.
And because they do it every day. I mean, I catch stuff in my contracts, you know, just by, I'm not an attorney, but read them, you know, this is no, I won't. And they put things in there for you to redline because that's part of negotiation.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take that out, but you have to give this up. And that's what it's for.
It's so funny. I shouldn't even be saying this on the air, but when I talked to my agent, he asked for something. I was like, I don't care about that. And for the same exact reason yes. is when they ask for something that they shouldn't get, and then
we'll
you cross it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You show us your hand, I'll show you mine.
Yeah, I wanted a red leather swivel chair. I didn't get it.
I got a squeaky one. Oh, no, somebody changed it. Where's my squeaky chair?
Yeah. So, but collusion definitely exists. I believe it exists. I think it's going to always exist. You can say whatever you want. There's so much evidence, and I'm not picking on the NFL. I think all sports like this. You've got incredibly wealthy men. Money changes people, for one. You become you're powerful, you're wealthy. And I just believe when you get to that point, you think things will apply to you. And when they say you can't collude, like, okay, that's cute. Okay, yeah, how you doing? And you pick up the phone and talk to the owner of pick a team. Because they're friends. I mean, look, we all know each other. If we're all on football teams, would we not talk?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, would you not talk about it?
And it's just, I think it's kind of common. Like, if we get around other radio hosts, even in the own building, what do we talk about?
We don't
talk to anybody. Yeah. Especially in the morning. Well, hey, what's wrong with Rob? He woke up.
It's not 6:02 yet.
No.
Five,
hey.
5:55 Rob. I told you. I
can say this as much as I want of him being a miserable SOB in the morning, that as soon as it's 6:02, he's Rob.
Or is he 6:02? At 5:59.
Oh, is he just playing? Yeah, he's doing a little Aaron Rodgers. He's doing it on purpose.
You'll never know.
We'll never know, right?
Yeah, I think that I agree with you, Ed. I mean, this is, you got to protect your investment. You talk about those, that many zeros that goes behind a number.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to own us. You're not going to own us.
Right.
And I think with Lamar, what he was trying to do was get that next guaranteed contract. And I think, to be honest with you, in defense of the owners, they had to squash that. No, we're not going down this road.
No.
Because now, see, we can make it look like a completely idiotic move, because not only did the Browns do it, but they did it to a quarterback in Deshaun Watson who can't even play right now. So we can make that the outlier.
You know,
if we give it to Lamar, then this is where we're going.
Think about it. It wasn't even a good idea at the time when they did it. They ended up being the Browns. And then it turns out he can't play anymore. It was just a disaster. So you don't want to be that team who makes these ridiculously stupid decisions. And the Ravens won't.
So 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Tyrone is from Baltimore, and he wants to ask us a Bengals question or a comment.
Okay.
All right, what's going on? Hey, Jeremy, Rob, how y'all guys doing this morning, man?
Good, man.
Good. Doing well.
I'm one pissed off Bengals fan this morning, man. I'm just getting sick and tired of Mike Brown and this ownership. It's like the Shamar Stewart situation.
Yeah.
His agent came out yesterday and kind of gave details of like basically the contract situation, what the standoff is about.
And so it's not on the player; it's on the team, man.
It's not on the player.
Yeah.
Like, they're incorporating language that never been used before.
Right.
For no other first-round pick in our history. So that's a bad precedent.
Yeah.
So he don't want to sign it. So basically, what's the alternative?
Yeah. Yeah.
If they let it play out into next offseason, he re-enters the draft, and we just forfeit a first-round pick. This is what I'm trying to tell these dumb Bengals fans.
Yeah.
So we can just lose a first-round pick after we've missed the playoffs 2 years for a bad defense? It's unacceptable, man. That is self-sabotage on steroids, man.
And if it, and his
self-sabotage on steroids.
They are.
I love that.
What they're asking is outrageous. It's going to it would change the entire structure of the, you know, of first-round draft picks.
And it's like, what side of the ball does he play on again?
Defense.
You need help there.
Yes.
What are you doing playing with pennies on the dollar to try to get over on a player?
Yeah.
And then now it's almost like, because it's come out in the media, they got to go, well, you know, we got to follow suit and keep this thing up because if we fold, it's going to look bad. You already look terrible. Just pay him.
And who's the other player they haven't? They can't sign.
Oh, the defender.
Hendrickson.
The best pass rusher in the league.
Yeah. Well, the best pass rusher on their team.
Yeah.
And it was one of the worst defenses in the league.
Yes.
They could not stop the run last year. Good thing they signed. They can't stop the run this year again, and everybody's going to find out real quick.
And again, this is what I'm talking about. Rich people get arrogant, or are arrogant.
Oh, that's he's
the best example.
He is stupid.
And he's cheap, and he's miserable, and they just do stupid things.
It's like we talk about owners colluding. Yeah. I got to think that owner's on the phone with him saying, dude, what are you doing?
Exactly.
You're making us look bad right now. Don't do that. Well, you need a couple of dollars?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. You're making ownership groups look bad.
And you know why? Like, again, we talked about agents. Who do you think caught that?
Agent.
Yeah. And again, like, it's not a knock on Lamar for not having it, because I'm sure there's somebody going over this stuff. There has to be. But the fact remains that teams, individuals, whoever's running, they try to put things in there to circumvent other areas, to make sure it's an out clause
Don't we
for
know
them.
It?
I mean,
Don't
all
we know
these
it?
Things that happen. And it seems like this is what they're doing. They moved the goalpost on a mid-round first pick, like first-round pick.
You can,
he slotted to make this amount. Like, it should. If he's holding out and you offered what he slotted to make, now we're angry at him.
Jeremy, never mind. No. Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, had another winning day yesterday. That's six in a row for me. So been cooking here as of late. Just getting to the plays of what we have today, I'll tell you what went right, what went wrong. I lost my two games yesterday. One was the Orioles, and the other one was the over in the Reds game, which it finished a half a run under. So felt like we were close to a 5-0, but not so much. We'll get into the plays tonight. I got one WNBA play, some good weather for you, hitting for the bats, for the pitchers, all of that. So it's all coming up next here on The Fan.
Little chopper. Nolan has to avoid the base runner. What a play! The Cardinals beat the Cubs 8-7 in a game that had a little bit of everything.
That was one of the best games of the season.
Cubs win. Cubs. No, they don't. They lost. That's courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. If you guys watched that game yesterday, I said on the show some of the best hitting weather of the day. People laugh at me when I talk about the weather all the time. Who's laughing? Oh, nobody. Anyway. The point is, as you look at the trying to get an edge in gambling, and to me, that's the key thing here. It's finding something that gives you an edge. Like, if you're using the same algorithm drink that they use to create the lines, you're not doing anything for yourself. It's going to tell you the same exact thing. And when you look at baseball, what's one of the greatest impacts on the game?
Weather.
If the wind's blowing out, if it's hot, it changes things. If it's cold, wind's
More
blowing
than any
in.
Other sport.
The humidity. And that was one of those games yesterday when I looked at it, I'm going, I can't believe everybody's betting the under on this game with the hitting conditions. And like for today, I should pull this up to tell you, because I'm going to get to the MLB weather. One of the things I wanted to talk about first is I like Las Vegas tonight. They're facing Connecticut in the WNBA. They're favored by 19.5, which it's a big number. And if you guys know me, I don't like betting big numbers, but Connecticut is just dreadful. I mean, just the absolute pits. And Las Vegas should run roughshod over them, in my opinion. But that's kind of where I stand with that. Now, getting back to what we were talking about with the weather today, there are a lot of great spots. And yesterday we had the same thing and we went over it. You know, ended up hitting all the plays that I was really high on yesterday, like the Cubs over, like the Mets over. That went over late. I had the Orioles who came back and then blew it. So think about, oh, we have a chance now. Gary Sanchez hits that 3-run homer, and then you watch bang, bang. You're like, oh, my God, I have a chance to win this one. And then I had the Reds and Yankees over, and it's 4-4 going to extra innings. And, of course, that's when you only get the one run. You know, that, and it's the home team that scores it, so the game ends.
Yeah.
So it went under by a half. Also had the under in the Red Sox Angels game. I thought that was a perfect play last night, and it won. So 3-2 of my top plays. Had a couple of home run calls as well. But let's look at the weather for today. Orioles over. Now this is one where home run. When I say good home run hitting weather, this is what I mean. Historically, in a stadium like Camden Yards or in this stadium, when the weather's like this, home runs are hit at a 40% more clip. What does that mean? It means they're more likely to hit a home run because of the conditions in the field if they're able to lift the ball. Now, you got Jacob DeGrom on the one side, so that's probably making you nervous. If he was left-handed, I'd be nervous. Like I don't worry about anybody else.
Funny,
yeah, with the Orioles, it's the lefties. So when it comes down to it, I think that's an interesting spot for an over today just because of how much the home run ball could help. The Mets under, I'm not touching. Royals over, really good spot. Twins under, another good spot, and the Cubs over yet again. A lot of money on the Cubs over, so I faded that play for me. I didn't bet against it. I didn't go with it. I just stayed away. Now, what do I like today? I like the Philadelphia Phillies. They're in Houston, -160. Minnesota and Seattle, we talked about it. Two really good pitchers, even though George Kirby's numbers from the onset don't look really good, but he had one of those games in Wrigley where he gave up 6 or 7 runs. So that's why his ERA is so high with the wind blowing out this past weekend. He's going up against Joe Ryan, whose whip is below 1. I think it's like 0.92. It's nasty, man. Wow. Like, and they traded. To think about that guy getting traded and winding up on the Twins, that's what you want to find. You want to find an ace like that. Now, I know he's been a little tumultuous at times, but overall, solid pitcher. In Joe Ryan. So I think that's a spot you can look at. I like the Toronto-Cleveland under. It's a return of Max Scherzer. Not that I'm betting on Max Scherzer because, again, just like Justin Verlander, he's got to reinvent himself. He's hitting way too many bats. He's not striking out guys the way he used to, but I'm sure he's going to be on a pitch count, and then this turns into a bullpen-type game. And on the flip side, it's Gavin Williams, the big strikeout guy, right? He puts way too many guys on base. I still like the under here because he does get those Ks. But the one thing, if you haven't heard me talk about it, the Blue Jays strike out less than any team in baseball.
Really?
Yeah. I was kind of shocked when I looked at the numbers. They've been at the top all year long. They just don't strike out. So I like the under there. I think Milwaukee pit over is interesting with Mizorowski and Skeens. Everybody's going to bet the under, and I understand why. But all you need is one thing to go awry, and this game can go over.
What's the over-under?
6.5 in some places, 7 in most. So I'm giving it out at 7.
The total, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what still. But and then speaking of the other spots, Boston, LA looks like a great over. Rangers, Orioles, love it to go over. Tampa Bay, Kansas City, one of my favorites. And another one, the Tigers and A's, I think, is a really interesting spot to go under. Jack Flaherty, I like his over K's today. The algorithm drink has him at like 7.1 K's projected. And his prop is 6.5, and it's -110. And I know people are going, well, that's 6/10, but it's an average. That's a huge amount on average to be up.
Yep. Now let's explain something. A friend of ours.
I keep saying drink now because you said it.
Todd said he wants to play a drinking game every time Jeremy says algorithm. So that's why Jeremy Kahn says algorithm drink, because he's letting Todd know.
We'll let these people in on the inside joke.
Got to.
Okay. Have to.
But again, as I talk about, I think Bobby Witt's really interesting today. Corey Seager and Wyatt Langford in this game. It's so hot. I think taking a chance on the Orioles over and parlaying it with a couple of home runs is another one of those lottery ticket plays. Like for me, I would bet the over, and I would parlay it with a Wyatt Langford home run. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you can pick who you want. I would take Gunnar on the other side if that's what you're trying to do. Because even though it's Jacob deGrom, I think he's the type of guy that's going to challenge Gunnar.
Wyatt's been struggling, hasn't he?
Who?
Wyatt.
Wyatt, yeah, he's been struggling. Yeah. But he always shows up at the top of my my board here for algorithm drink. So I didn't want to say it, and I'm like, I got to tell him what it is. All right, so again, Flaherty, the over 6.5 strikeouts looks really good. There's a lot of great spots today, so do with it what you will. Orioles over, Royals over, Cubs over, they all look great.
There you go, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Hey, you know, I was telling Jeff Nelson was going to be on, man. And yeah, my memory of Jeff is he was on the Yankees when they had that classic, when the Orioles had that classic brawl at Yankee Stadium where Armandez Benitez plunked somebody, and they was like all over the field and in the dugout. And what I remember from that brawl is that Darryl Strawberry came and sucker punched Benitez and dugout. And Alan Mills came up and clocked Darryl Strawberry, man. Just clocked him. Man, that was a memorable brawl. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah, I didn't know he was on that team, though.
I think he was on the team during that time, I think. I mean, you can look it up. I was thinking he was on the team during that time. But, I mean, I just remember that brawl with Benitez and spilling out to the dugout and everything.
Yeah, yeah, he was. He was on the team. He had 40 pitched in 45 games, 1998. That was 98, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I just loved the Alan. I loved Alan Mills when he was here. And when he came up and clocked Strawberry after Strawberry went in and sucker punched, boy, I was just jumping. It was like a fight night, man. It was like watching a classic fight, man. I love that brawl, man. I love Benitez, too.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, buddy. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Yeah, he was part of that Yankee dynasty.
Did he get hit? In the face. I'm trying to remember if, I mean, look, that was one of the, do we say best brawls? Because I mean, we're talking about it. It's one that everybody remembers. I mean, there was some nastiness in that. There's been a couple other incidents too. Like, I love the fact that Arthur Rhodes has been involved because of the bling in his earrings that batters hated the fact that he had diamonds. That happened when he was in Seattle and he almost got in a fight with somebody.
Yeah. It's blind him.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Rhodes didn't. He didn't have any to give. He had none to give.
There are some of those guys in baseball that zero. Yeah,
I met him at Robbie's first base years ago. He still ain't had none to give. He may have still been pitching back when I met him. Thinking maybe the Reds. He may have been towards the end of his career when I met him on the offseason. Yeah, all the baseball players from the Orioles used to go there.
Well. As far as today, now, is this something, are you going to watch baseball all day? Or are you?
Yes, sir.
Because we got games that start. There's a couple of afternoon games. I'm going to check out that Angels-Red Sox game.
This thing is magic.
Yeah. You use it on your phone a lot?
I use it on my, I watch a lot on my phone. I'll go out and grab lunch. I'll go out and grab some lunch, watch it then, get to the house, watch it then.
I had a buddy once that said, my phone is so good, I don't have to listen to your voicemail. I can delete it, so text me. And I'll never forget him saying that on his voicemail. And that's how I feel now. I was telling Rob, I'm so happy with the baseball package I have because I don't ever have to listen to a Nats broadcast again. Never. Ever, ever, ever.
Who makes you the angriest?
What, on that broadcast? Mm-hmm. I hate the homerism. It's just too much, man. And it's like everything's over the top. Oh, God.
I mean, who in particular?
No. No, I can't do it. Just don't like it. I'd rather listen to a different broadcast, and now I can.
All right.
So you'll watch the Nats game, somebody else's broadcast.
Oh, the other team.
Can you tell me off the air?
Every time. Yeah. Okay. Here, let me write it down.
I think I know.
No, you don't.
I bet I do.
Is this what you were thinking of?
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Sorry, I just wrote down everyone.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy, you want him to be Marcus Peters?
Who? Jair?
Yeah.
In what facet? Like, as a player? Sure. Yeah. I don't want any smoke, man. I like you. I hope you like me.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Marcus Peters always starting something, man. Where are you from, homie? Where are you from? Middle River, brother! I already told you!
What's in Middle River?
The river! In the middle! What else have we got over there? An airport that nobody uses, I don't think. I've never seen a plane fly out of there. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
They do have the Air National Guard.
private planes, too. What are you talking about right now? Yeah. I never see planes fly out of there. Okay, well, you ain't come by.
Jeremy's tripping.
I don't even know if they're really making planes there.
I mean, like... Oh. You know how many times I flew out of there?
Have you?
State police.
I don't know.
Apparently not.
Nobody goes, look, you look at some of the places in Middle River I go, and there's still places I won't go because, you know, it's a tough area, man. At least tell Marcus Peters that.
Jeremy, I spent a lot of time Martin State Airport.
Yeah.
Ignorant.
Ignorant, man. Don't come to Hawthorne.
If you ain't from Hawthorne, don't come to Hawthorne. Right? Thank you very much, Mike. So you're here to hook up, meet up with Vinny. I changed it. Yeah. I know who I'm sitting among. And that's the encore for the day.
Encore brought to you by Lion's Den. Passion, pleasure, romance. Put a little fire in that relationship because, as I tell you every day, if you ignore her, you're going to get a lot of attention from the FedEx guy. Whole lot.
Oh, the Walmart people, they dropping my package off. They might do it.
Packages, we're talking about everything.
Ooh. Oh. Let's go out to Towson and get Ed. What's up, Ed?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Doing well.
I'm good.
Better than the dude at Walmart greeting him.
Oh, yeah. Y'all silly, man. Jeremy, man, don't be sleeping on the flea market, man. I come down in that Middle River Northway flea market.
Well, that's Dundalk.
No, that's Dundalk.
But we were
man,
just
talking
about...
Hold on, time off for a second.
Yeah.
Don't you ever...
Here we go.
Don't you ever get those two mixed up again, man. Come
know,
on.
Dog.
It's separated by the poo factory.
Man, I used to be at that North Point flea market every weekend.
So was I.
We were talking about it yesterday because I said... I walked out the one time and they had a barrel of batteries. Like, you don't even know if they're good. You just buy random batteries.
What's on your mind, Ed?
All right, look, real quick. Y'all talking about Cooper Flagg and Derek Queen. I think, and Rob, you of course, that's your expertise, so you disagree. I think Cooper is more of a plug and play. Queen's a pro. Don't get it twisted. But Cooper's one of them cats that you plug and play and just let him go in the end and let him figure out. Let him catch the speed of the game. Do you not think with Queen, he's got grown man moves, but don't you think you need to kind of relegate, and I don't mean short his spirit, relegate him like the paint? Like, is he going to be more of a paint?
No, he's going to do, he's not one-dimensional. That kid's going to do everything.
I think he's going to be a lot like, and even though he doesn't have to, I think Jaren Jackson handles the ball a ton, and I think he's going to be a lot like
that.
Yeah, be a better passer.
Derek Queen is a problem. He's going to be a problem. He's not going to be in the paint, that type of guy. He can do that, too.
I'm not worried about it, but the only thing I think he needs to do is get stronger.
Yeah, and he's going to do that.
Yeah.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. Ed Norris, what did you learn today?
I learned a lot about Jacob Mizrowski.
Who?
Mizorowski. I mean, is he facing off today?
Yeah, against Paul Skeens. Right? That's the Brewers pitcher.
Well, just doing a little comparison. I can't. This is must watch. It really is. I just looking at the comparison between them. Now, we know that Skeens throws, you know, over 100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
The only two pitchers to top 102 this year are those two. And do you know that in Skeens' debut, he 17 times over 100. Mizorowski did 14. In the first two big league starts, Skeens threw 29 triple-digit heaters. 29. Mizorowski threw 43. This guy throws... He throws jet fuel. Man. I mean, this is unbelievable.
I wonder if they already have a schedule.
I mean...
Tommy John surgery.
Until then, I'm going to watch him. Because I'm looking at clips. Batters are falling down.
Yeah.
They swing so hard. They're so tied up by his pitch. They can't even keep their balance.
Like, still got a first. Yeah, he's unreal, man.
Man.
He's unreal. A couple of national days today. Today is National Catfish Day.
You guys like eating catfish or catfishing someone?
No, catfish eating.
You know what's funny? I don't like fish, but when I was in New Orleans, I had fried catfish.
Catfish
like,
is good.
It was really good.
You like it?
I do. Yeah.
A little hot sauce.
Yeah, it is good.
You don't like catfish? Why? Because they're mutters?
No. It's just a little too thick for me.
Okay.
I don't like the texture of it.
Oh, I like thick.
I never heard a black guy say that.
What?
A little too thick for me.
Christmas.
You ain't heard me talk enough. I got a weight limit.
I didn't mean like that. Hold on. There's a big difference between thick, like Donald Trump would say. And
it's a thin line, bro.
It's a very thin line.
And
I think
all,
it's thicker than
it
that.
It is all subjective.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I got a weight limit. I don't want to wrestle.
Yeah, no.
I don't have a weight limit. You can step right up and get it.
I don't want to wrestle.
I'm the same way. I have Dana White actually judge it. I make them step on that scale in front of Dana.
No. There's also National Strawberry Parfait Day.
Parfaits is delicious.
Some birthdays in sports today would have been Willis Reed's birthday.
Yes. The man who beat up the whole Lakers team.
The day would have also been the late, great, beautiful Phyllis George's birthday. Mm. Yeah. Former pitcher Mike Stanley turned 62 today. Former NBA player and Steph's father, Dale Carey, turned 61 today. Dikembe Mutombo, 59 today. And former Major League Baseball player Michael Tucker, 54 today. Aaron Seeley and Carlos Delgado share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Delgado.
Delgado's older?
Seeley. Seeley's older.
Seeley's older?
You sound so sure of that.
Yeah.
I'm going Delgado.
Going Delgado? All right. Aaron Seeley today turns 55. Carlos Delgado turns 53.
I was sure, damn it. All right. So I went to the pharmacy and saw a slimming powder for $30. I asked the pharmacy how much I would lose if I purchased it. He said $30. Yeah. Make sure you say mucho to all your Spanish-speaking friends. It means a lot to them.
There you go.
And an oldie but a goodie that you like, they were going around the Middle East, and apparently most countries and cities in the Middle East don't like the Flintstones, but the people of Abu Dhabi do. Hey, I just read that Sting has been arrested in Amsterdam. Apparently, he was getting a massage in a brothel.
Oh, so
Sting sings a song called Message in a Bottle.
Yeah.
I don't know if
that music says it's time to wrap it up, B. Time to wrap it up, B.
No, I got more.
I think you're getting the hook.
Wrap it up, B.
Did you hear troops invaded a city filled with Viagra? They were met with a stiff resistance. And lastly, 9 months isn't really that
long.
Even
Leo's rubbing his head.
It only 9 months isn't really that long. It only feels like maternity.
Oh my God. Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.